and I just headbutted her. Forehead yeah. into her nose.
Oh.
Like, nose started bleeding. I had to run back in the house. No. I had to run back in the house.
Yo, the fuck?
So, like, what do you like to do?
I like looking at people while they sleep. What?
Oh. Wait, was that? Okay, Edward Cullen.
Fucking Twilight. Oh my God. You were Dude. Watching that after one of the weddings I went to, and we were all just super hungover. And like, that was like the perfect move. It was just so. You laugh at the whole thing.
I didn't realize like how fucking cringe the movie is. Like,
yeah.
It's so wild because I remember watching that as a kid and being like, okay, this is like. It's just like,
yeah.
But then you watch it again, and you're like, holy fuck. Like, oh. How did this sell?
Yeah. The books really fucking carried that shit. Yeah. No, it was like, we saw the scene where like Bella like gets on the back of like, like, I gotta feel something again. And it's just like ghosts of him, like, get off the bike. Oh, man.
Such a cringe scene.
Guys. I want to get really drunk so I could just be hungover again to like watch those movies.
You know what was the best hungover movie we ever watched? Like, vibes were just perfect.
I already know.
MacGruber.
MacGruber.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to shoot. Guys, welcome back to The Last Drop, where we're shooting. We have a little bit of a different setup if you want to hear us talk about it. Go subscribe to the Patreon. $3 a month. There is a second tier, $10 a month, where you get our episodes early. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, go suck on our knobs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Zemi, would you rather have to wear a leash whenever you're in public with your significant other or call your partner's mother after every time you have sex and describe how it was?
Hmm. Now, you asked me this because I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, I feel like you could also just, like, theoretically. Because, like, I'll answer the question,
but I'm just saying, like, what's different for me now is I know who I'd be texting. Like, I know.
No, not texting.
I know. But okay, so I know who I'd be calling. Like,
yeah.
Like, for you, it's a hypothetical. Like, you don't know that. You don't know that person. I know that person who I have to call. So I'm like, this is like.
I guess that's fair.
This gets a little more deep. Like, this gets.
That's fair. How's your reputation with the in-laws?
Good. I would say it's good.
Here's like a follow-up question. Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I'm throwing so many questions at you. But after you answer this, I want to know, does your answer change or is it better or worse if it's the father instead of the mother?
Okay.
Answer that first. Would you prefer father or mother?
If I had to choose, probably mother.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I feel
not
like
gonna lie, your girlfriend's dad sounds scary.
He's fine. I don't want to tell either of them. I'm honestly leaning towards the leash answer.
The leash?
Yeah. How do I have to describe? Okay. I feel like I shouldn't ask this question, but like, how in detail do I have to get on like describing?
I don't know.
Can I like call and just say like, yo, we had sex.
Shit slapped. See you later. I feel like you have to get somewhat in detail.
This is a tough one. Because also, on the other hand, I know that if I had to wear like a collar and a leash walking around, like my girlfriend would think that's so fun. Funny.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So she would be like...
She would abuse that.
Oh, yeah. 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 So...
So here's where my brain went with this.
Yeah. Let me hear your thoughts. I think I have my answer.
Well, so here's the thing. Well, what's your answer? I want to hear your answer first before I say anything.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with the leash.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to do that because it'll bring the most joy to, like, other people. Like, no matter what, like, very embarrassing.
That's fair.
No matter what, like, this is going to suck for me. Like, either option. But, like, I feel like if I'm calling either of her parents to be like, yo, we just piped, that they don't want to hear that. But if I'm on a leash with my girlfriend, I feel like she would have a really fun time, like, she'd be like, bark, and I'd be like, she'd have a lot of fun with that. So.
I was like, they didn't specify what kind of leash. So would you prefer like a backpack leash, like a child's? I can't decide.
I would rather do a backpack leash for sure than a dog leash.
That'd be so, that would actually be really entertaining.
The backpack, like, if it was, okay, if the question changed to backpack leash, easy answer, yes.
Easy answer, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be running around like screaming. Like, I'd be like embarrassing her. Like, I guess I could do that.
Yeah.
I could
flip
it.
That would backfire.
Yeah,
that would totally backfire.
I could maybe flip it.
But yeah, there's like, well,
I could go up to, actually, now
imagine
I'm more of a fan of this leash now. I can like walk up to people and just be like, walk up to other dogs and just start barking at them. Like, just in the middle of the street, just start taking a piss.
You see a dog pee.
All right.
You see a dog pee somewhere, and then you go and pee on that exact same spot. No, it's fucking mine.
I own that. Me. Yeah. All right.
The dog's like,
why are you doing this? You have legs.
We're so off like trending things, but did you see that video of that guy who like paid money to look like a border collie?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
did you see how the dogs were reacting where they were like,
no, I didn't see, no.
Oh my God. You didn't see the video?
I just saw like the quick 2 second, 3 second thing of this guy who like looks really close to a dog, but not close enough. So it's really creepy. It looks like he looks like a dog, but all I'm saying is it's not perfect, and like you can tell, and that makes it really creepy.
Yes. It's like it's like if somebody made like a really, really realistic furry dog. Like you can still tell that it like that is not a real dog.
Yeah.
But like also the accuracy, looks so close that like it's scary.
Yeah.
So here's the video. Wow, he spent 2 million yen to become a dog. That's so fucking batshit. Hold on, let me. This is actually kind of the nice part if we start using the the laptop.
That's what I was saying.
We could
go at it.
We can start a. I don't want to pick up the mic though.
Didn't we used to use this as part of like the recording?
Yes, I used it as like a backup, but
we're not doing that anymore now.
I think it'd be better just, we'll see.
I like to have access to like this right here, but I was just making sure we weren't missing anything out in the back end.
It's always nice to have the like the backup recording just in case something shits itself, but also I've never had to use it. Yeah. Like, so I don't know, maybe this is the first podcast where we fucking shit the bed.
Yeah.
But, I just figured like,
I like having it this here because you can just like.
Totally. I more wanted to show you like when the dogs come by to like come see this dude. Oh, that is way too loud. That's just terrifying. Hold on, let me do this.
I fucking hate this.
Let me like get to the part where like,
dude,
like
no.
I mean it like looks real fake. Like it
looks really close, but just not enough where you're like, that's a person.
If I was looking at this and I was like, if I was walking by and just kind of went like this and then like looked away, I would have thought it was dog, you know?
But I think I would have looked, been like dog.
Okay. Is this it? No, I don't think this is it. But there was like a couple times where the dogs are like, hey, yo, like look at that dog. That dog's like, there's no way, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. This probably isn't the, there was like a part of a video
where
I
you
saw,
could tell like a dog was just like kind of picking up on something that was weird.
Well, he like literally, oh, I think it might be this one. Look at him. Yeah. Look at him, bro. Homeboy, like, rolls up, and he's like, here, actually, I'm going to just mute this.
He's like, hey,
look at him. Like, he does not fuck with it, dude.
Something's off here.
He's like
no
nah.
way. No
he's
way.
He's like, oh, it's one of my kind, bro. Like, let's go.
And then he got a whiff, and he was like, that doesn't smell like dog.
Is that the dog version of Skinwalker?
I think so. I don't like this.
Is he catfishing that dog?
I guess we don't know if he wants to have sex with dogs, but I mean, it's worth asking.
Oh, that's terrifying. I don't want to think about that. I do and don't want to do the research on like, what do you mean he paid money to do this surgery and they turned him into a dog?
Wait, this is surgery?
I think so.
Like, this isn't just a costume? Dude, if this is like, he always...
Oh, you're right. Nope. Okay. I must have misread somewhere.
Oh, thank
it
God.
Is just a
Oh, my, thank
costume.
God.
Oh. That... Okay, that makes
that
me
might
feel
have been the episode
better.
If that was the case. Yeah. I would be like,
that's
nah.
my 14th reason.
Yeah, I'd be like, nah, sorry, get Jacob back. I don't.
You know,
want
to. These new offices have kind of a high drop, so yeah. at any moment I could open one of those windows.
Yeah, there's bigger. Yeah, no, I.
This is it. This is my time.
Holy shit.
Anyways, yeah, that was our long-winded way of being like, yo, you could just fucking bully other dogs.
I think I choose the leash now.
Give Marshall a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah, yeah. I could shit and she'd have to pick it up.
Yo, low key though, that'd be kind of funny. Cause she'd be like, ha ha ha, Matthew, yeah. you're on this leash.
Yeah.
Pussy. And then yeah. you'd be like, oh yeah, pick it up.
Here's the bag. Pick it up.
Oh, you forgot a bag? Got to do it with your hands now.
I don't have one.
Don't
I'm
be
a fucking
bad dog.
Yes.
Don't be a bad dog owner.
Do not.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think with these, I like to be like, can I come up with another argument on yeah. the other side? I think the only argument that I had was what you brought up for the other one was certain girls I've dated. Well, not even certain. I think one of the girls that I've ever dated, I think I could fathom calling and talking about our sex life and it ending well.
I think it could end well no matter who you, like, either parent. It's just, like, how do I have to phrase it? Like, either way, I'd be like...
Yeah, I guess it's...
We made love, and it was beautiful, and it made me realize how much... I'm gonna marry her. Like, I could do something like that, but, like, there, if it's, like, nah, you have to, like, call her and be, like, piped, and then, like, hang up,
piped.
I'd be like...
Pussy bomb.
Be like, ugh, no. Dog leash.
Make sure to shake make sure to dap up Mr. blah 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 because you guys made some good pussy.
Jeez. That was insane. That is disgusting.
Did because the gal that I'm thinking of, have you ever dated anyone who talked about your sex life with their parent? Because
yeah,
same girl, you know her, it's the one that
yeah.
Lived close to you,
yeah,
that, like,
yeah,
from Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah. I
don't know, I it was like weird for me to be like, oh, what's up, Mrs. blah 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 blah, like, you, your daughter has told you how our sex life. I don't know, I just thought that was weird. I'm like,
I think it's fine. I mean, they're not like, from my perspective, it was more of like health wise, like,
oh, okay,
like,
okay, that, well, I'm talking like, yeah, that's one thing if it's like,
yeah,
oh, like, I'm having sex and like,
yeah,
here's how we're being protected,
yeah,
but like, I mean, like, she was telling her like, oh yeah, and then like Ben did this and it was,
oh,
like,
yeah,
like,
I don't, that's, no, we're not, no, I haven't experienced that.
No,
that,
that
would
was,
be, that'd be interesting. I mean, I wouldn't want to know that. I like,
yeah,
like, I don't,
I
wanna,
agree,
and,
but
I'd probably forget.
I was like,
I'd probably forget, honestly, like, in the moment, I'd be like, whoa. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I'd be like, if I ran into the parents, I'd be like, I don't even remember.
I mean, yeah, it never, like, affected me heavily,
no.
But I was definitely like, what exact? Because she was just like, oh, yeah, I talk pretty in depth about it.
Yeah.
Like, well, what are you fucking
saying?
I
would, like, dropping that seed and then, like, not saying the specific, I'd be like, what have you been saying?
You talking shit?
We've done some weird things.
Yes.
What?
No.
What
yes.
exactly did you tell
yes.
her?
No.
I need to prepare for a question that might get asked.
This is the same girl. This is the thumb and butt poop story.
Oh my
that,
God.
That's why I'm like,
yo.
I don't know about that. I don't know
you
about that, coach. That might not
be as specific as you can, remembering what you told her.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Would you rather?
Good. Would you rather?
Yeah. I think I landed on a solid answer on that.
Let us know in the comments which one you would pick. I think it's going to be very heavily weighted towards that. Also, if you're here, make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and leave us
yep.
a review. Really
yep.
helps us out. I have a couple things before we pop into others. There's no good way to bring this up, but I thought this was a nice bow tie to. Do you remember? So on podcast, I think it was 104. Someone I know. They had a student who ate a cracker that was peed on in a urinal.
Yep.
And there's a clip of me being like, is that illegal? Like, is it illegal for me to like get your piss from a toilet and drink it? Like, did I do something wrong? Is that like, my exact quote was, is that sexual assault?
Yeah.
My brain is fucked up. If you're new here, get used to it. I was shooting a video for my personal channel and I was doing Ask Reddit. And one of the things was, what feels illegal, but isn't actually.
Yeah.
And somebody commented, they said, lawyer here. I once had a client drink another person's unflushed pee from a public toilet. The judge clearly hated that he had to dismiss my client's case. So.
Damn.
That means.
Not illegal.
Not illegal. Fucked up.
Mm.
Not illegal.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of gross, but not illegal.
Very gross. Extremely gross.
What else would that be? Maybe it's like cool for some people, but definitely not illegal.
Oh no. Like theoretically, if you ain't flushing, someone could scoop in there. People got piss kinks.
Yeah.
People also got poop kinks.
Yeah, that's or what if they were vomit? Well, it's already in water, so I was gonna say you could use that as like your pee for like a drug test, but I guess you also
that's true.
But you don't know like if that person is.
Well, this is, they specifically said, I once had a client drink another person's unflushed pee.
Yeah.
That must have been such like an awkward like court conversation. Can you imagine like bringing that to court and then them being like, yeah, that's fucked up, but.
Can't do anything about that one.
Technically, he didn't break the law. Sorry.
And then that sets precedent too.
Yeah, true.
I think.
True. I don't know. I found that and like I was like, this is.
You're like, whoa. Like, I was like. I had that exact same question.
No,
I'm literally not alone.
That was literally what I said. I was like,
thank you.
I'm like, this is how I get it answered. Like, not it coming up in conversation, no. Just like on a random Reddit thread.
Yeah.
Like, could have been, I could have shot the.
Whoa.
I hit my water bottle. Could have shot it on like a completely other day and.
My God.
Not seen that. But it was just like the stars aligned. The universe knew I needed to answer that question.
Yeah. God gave you that one. He's like, I'm going to sprinkle this in for you.
Yeah, so now I'm just going to hit up every bathroom, fucking slurp the
piss. Yeah, guys, go around.
Can't complain.
You can go around and scoop up pee all you want and drink it.
Yeah.
Can't say shit about it. Can't say shit about it.
That would be so wild. Just
do something. You can't.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You can't sue me.
Pussy.
You beat me up. You do all you want. I'm going to keep coming back. I'm going to keep drinking it, but you can't touch me.
Can you imagine being that lawyer? Like, oh, like so-and-so's in for their 5 o'clock. Like, oh, yeah, come in. Oh, you want to hire me? Oh, like, what's the case? What are you trying to?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I took some pee out of an unflushed toilet, drank it, and the guy caught me. Can you defend me?
Yeah. He's trying to sue me. Was the person going in to sue someone who drank their pee? You know?
Yes, that's what I mean. It's like him being like, you have to defend me from.
No, but what if it was someone who is wanting to be on the prosecution? Like, I went into the lawyer's office and said, I caught Sarbi drinking my pee and I want to sue him. And then you get to court and they're like, yeah, that's disgusting and unfortunate, but I can't do anything about it. And you're just like.
Well, I'm surprised you got to try. Like, you think a lawyer would, if they know that, like. Hey.
The lawyer very well could have been like, I have no idea.
Imagine having to do like that research on that.
Yeah.
His Google search history must go crazy.
What?
Do lawyers have like a special thing that they search? Like, I need to know the law. Let me. LawyersRUs.com.
Duh rule book.
Duh rules.
Duh. US Duh rules.
Duh rules with a Z at the end.
Yeah.
DuhRules.com.
Yeah, that's a good question. I have no idea.
I have no clue either.
Not until...
Guys, if you're a lawyer, let us know. Where do you figure out
if... you're a cool lawyer, come on the podcast.
I think that would be so fun to have, like, a lawyer who, like, handles some... Although they couldn't talk about it, I don't think. I don't think they'd be able to be, like...
They could talk about things that were done and, like, as long as there's no, like...
I don't think so. I think they have to keep... Because there's, like, that lawyer-client confidentiality.
Well, no, they can't say, like, their name, but, like, they can talk about, like...
I don't think so, because then you could just like, oh, hey, like, let's look up all this guy's previous cases and then go and find it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but like cases are public sometimes. Like, it's public record.
I guess that's true. Maybe they just wouldn't
they
be able to
tell us.
They can't
disclose, like, personal information. But they could talk about, like, what the case was about.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Like, how do you think we hear about all the murder trials and stuff?
Okay, I see what you're saying. So they could say, like, this happened, but they couldn't be like, my client did it.
No.
That's fair. That would actually be, that'd be kind of fun.
Also, too, just bounce off, like, all right, I want to drink someone's pee. Like, is that
legal?
Can I do that?
That'd be kind of, I paid a lawyer $1,000.
Did we ever figure out if it was illegal to jerk off and drive?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we ever came up to a conclusion on that. Maybe I'll find that in a random Reddit thread as well.
Please.
Dude,
my last wish.
I'm not going to lie. this is stupid. I came across, you know, if you are a longtime listener, you know, I get my porn from, well, I guess now X, but Twitter. It was funny because someone made a joke about that. And like in my Instagram comments, and I was like, I'm not gonna lie, I only use Twitter for porn, so it kind of makes sense. It's very fitting.
It doesn't affect me that much.
It's the app for everything, as Elon Musk says, or for me, porn.
Yeah.
Anyways, I like randomly found this account that posts this guy's videos where he has sex with his girlfriend while they're driving in a Tesla. So it's like on autopilot.
That's so funny.
And they're just like, it looks not fun.
Yeah. No, I the amount of like my anxiety of like dying, which
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
I don't like even Roadhead scares me because I'm like, yo, I got to be like into it. But like also I'm making sure we don't fucking die at 70 miles an hour.
Yeah. Hmm. That's insane. How many videos do they have? Like a bunch.
I'm sure if I went on Pornhub and found the official channel, I would be able to tell you. But like, I think I'm pretty sure I've seen like three or four, like separate videos, and it's kind of a thing where like when I find them, they're pretty hot, but like I don't really get off to it, so it's kind of just something. But I'm like, I have to see this, because you can see the cars going by in the back.
This is like revolutionary.
Like, can you imagine? Oh, sorry, I just
you're good.
Spit all over.
Yeah. Sarvi's getting excited.
Open up. You're like, I don't want to. I don't. Open your mouth. Hey, Seb, you get home, Calum's like, how was the podcast, Seb?
Don't want to talk about Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, there are cars driving by. Like, I don't know about you. Whenever I see a Tesla, I'm like, that's fucking sick. I want to know.
Is that the one? Nope, it's not.
Are they having sex?
Babe, why do you keep looking at Teslas?
Don't worry about it. It's nothing. Don't worry. Yeah. No, I love like looking at Teslas because it's like, seeing the people. I love seeing old people in it because I'm like, I was thinking about this on my run, actually. Sorry to kind of branch off. We need to start making, we need to start tricking old people into saving the planet is cool.
Yeah, we do.
You know what I'm saying? I see old people in Teslas all the time, and I'm like, that's fucking, I know everyone likes to shit on Elon Musk, but that's fucking awesome. He was able to be like, hey, this electric car, it's fucking cool. It's exquisite. Yeah. It's luxurious. Get on this waiting list. Oh, it's an expensive car. The only people that can afford it are rich old people with nothing better to do that are usually not caring about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Bet. And then oh, by the way, my car is better for the environment.
Yeah.
We need to do that. How do we, let's invest in some businesses. Business plan. Trick old people.
How do we trick old people into doing good things?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I would like to have, this is super circling it back, but I'd love to ask the lawyer, all right, so how are these people able to do this and
not get in trouble?
Highway Patrol be like, yo, we know who you are, stop doing this.
Well, I can never tell. If you're inside a tinted car, is it how well can you see outside of the tint? Because honestly, I haven't been in that many tinted cars. I'm a broke
you,
bitch.
It depends, really nice. You can, there's two-way mirrors, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's really any, there might be tint like that out there, but if it's like dark, like if you can barely see into the car, like seeing out of the car is more difficult as well.
Okay.
So you would notice like you notice on your end.
So in the video, it is fucking crystal clear as
no
day.
No tint.
Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine like going back to what I was saying, like whenever I'm driving, like
yeah.
I look at Teslas and I'm sure yeah. other people, there's no way that they haven't been filming and someone yeah. was just like, oh, cool, a Tesla. Like, yo, are they fucking?
Dude, I need someone to like get a video of like, yo, I found it. Like, this is the one, and just rip it.
OnlyFans of the OnlyFans.
Yeah. That'd be so funny.
That's so wild. Like,
I don't know.
I had a Tesla, like, even if I knew it was 100% safe, I still don't think I could do it because I would be so anxious. Like, what if the one time autopilot decides to fuck me?
Yeah.
Is while I'm fucking.
Yeah. I got fucked while I was fucking. Thumbnail.
Threesome gone wrong? Question mark?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That was good. I have to say, Jeffrey would have been proud of that one. I think it's time for a little poo poo boy. Unless you have more to say about that.
No, I don't. I think we're good.
Cool. I got a really good. This is probably the best little poo poo boy story I have ever found.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really long, just to give you a heads up. If I gave this a title, I think I just have to say literally the worst pooping myself story I have ever found in my entire life. Like, read this, I was like, there's no way it can keep getting better. And then it did. But it's long. So stick around.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Buckle in.
Watch till the end. I was coming home from vacation, and as I boarded my first plane, I started feeling pretty horrible. During my layover, I could barely walk because I was in so much pain, and by the time I got home late that night, I was in pure agony. I was traveling with my dad and knew how badly I was feeling, and when I got home, I tried talking my mom into taking me to the hospital, but she told me to sleep it off and that I'd be better in the morning. I didn't sleep that much that night, and the following morning, my mom decided it was bad enough to take me to the emergency room. Turns out, I had an impacted bowel, and I probably hadn't had a truly good shit in close to a month.
What?
I honestly don't know. I don't even know what that is, but yeah.
No, but I mean, like, not shitting for a good shit.
Yeah, so I'm guessing it was, like, dribbles, but it was building, and that's, like, the pressure that they were feeling.
How would you not notice that sooner?
I don't know. I mean, I've definitely talked to people who are like, yeah, sometimes I'll go like a week without shitting. And I'm like, how are you not exploding? But like, they're fine.
Interesting. I wonder if it has maybe diet. Maybe. I don't know. Diet.
I'm sure some each person our different. Our intestinal tract is very long. So it'd probably take a while. Like, isn't it like a couple, like it's like 36 feet or something.
I think so. Yeah.
It's huge. I could see how it would build up.
I poop every day.
I do too.
So like, I feel like if it was like a week and a half.
Coffee poops?
Yeah. I feel like if it was like a week and a half, I'd be like, yo, like what's up?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
So insane. Impacted bowel.
Almost a month. Wow.
I probably hadn't had a truly good shit in close to a month. They gave me an IV and I received an enema. The enema didn't help much. And anytime I would try to go to the bathroom, even if it was just to pee, the pressure on my anus was so bad that I would come close to passing out. That night, about 11 p.m., they made the decision to admit me. I had to drink a half gallon of blue Gatorade mixed with Miralax over the course of several hours. I had been in misery for close to 36 hours at this point, and drinking only made the pressure in my stomach even worse.
Oh, no.
I hadn't slept. It hasn't even gotten bad yet.
Okay, but like everyone's had those shits that hurt. Like that, like you've had shits you're like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Holding the rib.
Yeah. Like, you kind of stop for a sec to, like, catch your breath. You're like, okay, I can do this. Like, they're at a point where they can't do it.
No.
And it's bad. I can't imagine that threshold.
No, me neither.
I haven't even gotten close to that ever in my life.
Just you wait.
Oh.
And drinking only made the pressure. Oh yeah. So I had been in misery for close to 36 hours at this point, and drinking only the, and and drinking only made the pressure in my stomach even worse. I hadn't slept well in 48 hours, so I was delirious. At this point, I was wearing a pair of disposable underwear because my original underwear had been soiled by the leakage from my enema. I was leaking poopy enema water for several hours, but nothing else seemed to be happening. For a while, wow. I, as well as my doctors, were concerned because if this didn't work, they were going to have to go in and remove the mass of fecal matter surgically, and it was showing no signs of progress.
Wow.
At about 5 a.m.
So they're basically just drinking like Drano.
Yeah.
Trying to just get that shit out, literally.
She's overdosing on Miralax. Like, that, yeah. like they're trying to unclog the pipes at this point.
Jeez.
Or else like... Yeah. Dive in yeah. there. Can you imagine being like called in for surgery and they're like,
you gotta take this shit out? You're like, what do you mean? You're like, you gotta take this shit out.
What kind of shit? That's not a very polite medical.
Oh,
no,
sorry. Like, fecal matter.
Like literal
poop.
Oh, poopies. Poopy pants. Can you imagine? Ugh, that would suck. Mm. At about 5 a.m., I finally felt like maybe this would be the magic moment. And I limped to the bathroom, my IV pump dragging behind me. Before I could even fully sit down, a large mass of poop the size of a softball or sizable grapefruit fell straight out of my ass. My mom said I was glowing when I walked out of the bathroom after that release. That's so fucking big. That's huge. Like, yeah. That's like...
How does...
That is insane. I mean, I know for, like, what's that thing? It's like your ass can stretch so big that a raccoon could fucking crawl into it.
What?
You've never heard that?
No.
That's like aww. A meme that gets posted everywhere.
Damn. I don't want to know that.
Think about that next time you're sitting down to poop.
It could go wider.
A raccoon could get in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Grapefruit-based softball. Wow.
I crawled back into bed and fell asleep for a little while. I woke up again at 6:30 and felt my stomach grumble. I knew I didn't have much time to make it to the bathroom, so I clenched my cheeks and ran as fast as I could. I had just gotten to the bathroom and barely started pulling down my underwear when a bunch of shit fell out and right into my underwear. It looked like a cafeteria worker had just slopped a big serving of refried beans right into my cheap, stretchy, hospital-provided disposable underwear.
Very good visual.
But you know what she's talking. Yeah. Like, have you? I've definitely taken a refried beans poop and been like, ugh.
Whoa.
Just like, whoa. Something's going on in
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I sat down to finish pooping.
Well, because she popped the cork. Or is this... Sorry, I don't... Guy or girl? Do we not know?
Oh, this is a girl.
Girl, yeah. She keeps... I mean, she popped the cork with that softball. So, like, anything else is just full steam ahead.
Oh, it's... The Miralax is, like, yeah, making its way
yeah,
through.
Yeah, finally, it's... Yeah.
I sat down... Wait. I sat down to finish pooping when the smell hit me. I gagged and started to throw up, but I managed to repress the feeling and smiled as I was quite proud of myself for that. Then suddenly I projectile vomited bright blue all over the bathroom.
Oh.
'Cause she had been drinking blue Gatorade.
God damn.
I love the visual of... Like them being like,
oh my God, I almost. Oh my God. And she's, and the funniest thing is she's so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Like this
ecstatic.
Is everything is just finally working. Like, I feel like the release of the pressure. But that just means that, you know, everything from everywhere is just.
Woof. Well, I'm sure it didn't smell amazing. Like, if it's had fucking a month to ferment in there, it's not coming out smelling.
A month. That is 30 days. Wow. Man. I'm surprised she's alive. Like,
that's true. Like, if she, like, I'm surprised the mom was like, we'll fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
For what? Why? Like, just go. Like, there's a lot of stuff around the stomach, like feeling bad. That, like,
yeah.
Like, if you're in that much pain, yeah, go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But, Who knows? Maybe she waited. It would have fucking ruptured or something.
Yeah.
Wait, if poop ruptured your intestines and like poop just like spread throughout your...
That's bad.
That would be... Like, I wonder if
they,
that's
they
like...
cut you open. They'd have to like take it all out.
Well, like, what would it do to your body? Like, that's my question.
Infection, probably.
Yeah.
Like, really bad infections. I wonder infections. If that's...
We should... maybe I'll Google that after this.
Yeah.
All right. Someone have a poop explode... A poop implosion.
I feel like it probably happens a 100%. Lot. Yeah.
Okay. So then I suddenly projectile vomited bright blue all over the bathroom. I stared around at the aftermath in shock for a moment before I softly called out for my mom, not wanting to wake up my roommate, which is also massively embarrassing. There was somebody else.
Another
there.
Patient?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I broke my leg. What are you in here for? I'm a poopy girl.
I am not a poopy girl.
Oh, you're right. I am not a poopy girl, but I'm about to be a very poopy girl. Yeah.
Shit's about to hit the fan, literally. Oh my God.
But she didn't. Oh, I didn't want to wake up my roommate, but she didn't respond. I was so exhausted at this point that I didn't know what to do, so I just started to cry. I sat there stewing in my shit and vomit for several minutes before figuring out how to clean myself up enough.
That's fucking rock bottom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Figuring out how to clean myself up enough that I could get out of there and ask for help. I found my mom out in the hallway, and she helped me get back into bed, and the nurses called housekeeping to come clean the vomit in the bath. God, I... Yo, if you're housekeeping in a hospital, I hope you get paid, nine figures. There's no way it's like housekeeping in a hotel, bad.
Yeah.
Housekeeping in a hospital?
Yeah.
Like that must be like crime scene cleanup.
Yeah. Yeah. It could get like that. Or it's fucking blue Gatorade vomit and like
shit.
Like shit the size of like grapefruits.
Or refried bean shit.
Yeah.
Ugh. The nurses called housekeeping to come clean the vomit in the bathroom. I managed to go several hours without shitting myself again. Nice. And my doctor came in to see me, and she ordered a few tests, one of which was an ultrasound of my kidneys. Mm. I fell back asleep for a little while, and then apparently transport came to get... Fuck, I can't read. And then apparently transport came to take me for my ultrasound, and my mom tried to gently wake me up. The mom, in quotes, Elizabeth. Sweetie, you need to go. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Just as the transport came to the doorway, I began shitting myself. I remember smiling as I was half asleep and it felt warm against my cold, clammy body. My mom turned to transport and told them they need to come back later and then try to get to wake me up.
Oh my God. She's shitting. Fuck.
Come
fuck,
back later. Come
fuck,
back later.
Fuck. Fuck. She's shitting. God damn it. God fucking damn it. Oh my God. It's everywhere.
Oh.
And she's just like probably smiling a little.
She said that.
Yeah.
She's just like. And she's delirious. So yeah, like she just starts feeling warm and she's like, yeah.
It's a battle zone there. It's she's going through war
Yo,
right
who
now.
Who put the fucking heating pad on my back? Thanks, Mom. This feels nice.
Housekeeping comes round two.
So this is
fucker.
That was the end of a paragraph. This is the beginning to the next one. The shit was neon green and ran all the way up past the diaper I now had on.
They put her. They probably always had her ass in a diaper.
Well, I think they had her in like disposable underwear. Now then they put. They're like, it's coming out.
You only get so many housekeeping calls. You fucking put on a diaper, bitch. Okay.
But they put her in a diaper and then it didn't help and ran all the way up past the diaper. And now I had on, or excuse me, and ran all the way up past the diaper I now had on and up my back. My mom tried to help me into the bathroom to clean up, all the while trying not to gag. One of the nurses came to help, but she didn't do much. I stripped off all of my clothes and stepped in the shower as my mom instructed me to. I started crying and apologizing because I left, or excuse me, crying and apologizing because I felt badly for making such a mess. I finally got cleaned up, changed clothes and diapers, and had my sheets changed. Housekeeping needed to be called again for the bathroom. I shit myself like 5 or 6 more times that day at least.
God. God.
I think, dude, that's...
We need like a tally of like going on this.
How many...
Ding, ding, ding.
Days, hours since pooped myself.
Zero.
Need like the edit of like, have you ever seen those videos where they're like changing it and someone's like, screaming as they're like erasing it, and then it's like it's zero, but then they add like 0, 1, so it's like 100, yeah, and they're like, oh, okay. Like that, that's
the neon green part is like, that has to be something to do with what she was taking, right? Like that's insane.
Yeah, maybe like some of the like
Miralax
blue
or something.
What happens if you mix blue, like light blue?
Yeah.
But also I've had like green shit. Maybe not neon green, but I've had like,
maybe it wasn't like as neon green as we're thinking, but like I'm thinking like glow in the dark fucking green.
Can you imagine if you shit glow in the dark? That'd be, dude, so I'd, crazy. I'd just keep it. I'd be like,
I'd have to put it in a bag.
Nightlight.
Like, I mean, like, I'm like sitting in the ER and they're like someone just like looks like, what's in the bag? Like, why is it glowing? Be like, it's my shit. Like, the fuck?
They'd
be
like, bringing home a souvenir.
You can go ahead of me, actually. That's fucked.
Yo, she needs it way more than
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, that's... She,
sir, you're going to die.
Your
I don't
arm's
care.
Broken. No, that's weird, man. I can sit for another minute. You fucking figure that out.
You just see a fucking patient wearing a diaper with just like neon green like spreading from their back.
Housekeeping just like happens to be
I
walking
know they
by.
Had glow sticks.
Housekeeping just walking by, they look over like, mother
again,
god, this girl.
That they're getting like their phones ringing, they're like, this better not be the shitty bitch on
yeah,
floor
swear
3
to god. Just put her in a bathtub. Just like fucking put her in a bathtub.
Keep her in the shower. Just yeah, put her ass in the shower.
Yeah. Oh my god. She's going through it. Holy fuck.
Honestly though, that is an incredible story.
That's
like,
so good.
That's the one after you get over the initial embarrassment, you're like, yeah, so like,
that's pretty legendary.
I fucking experienced shit-ageddon, all right?
Yeah, shit-ageddon. Oh my god.
Yo, I came up with that on the spot.
That's good.
Dude, my dick's so fat.
That's good. Oh man, shit,
god,
she did.
That is such an incredible story. When I found that, I was like, this is the holy grail of shitting stories.
Yeah, I don't, fuck, we that might top it. I don't know if we can ever.
Oh, dude, we should start rating our like little poo-poo, little pee-pee boy stories.
Yeah.
Like,
This is what the best is.
Oh yeah, like on a 10 scale, this yeah, is like at least a 9.9.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's like,
this is damn near perfect.
I almost don't want to give it a perfect score though, because I want to leave like,
yeah, room for room, someone.
Yeah.
What could have been added to this that would have made it the solid 10?
Well, I mean, added, like obviously it's an experience.
But like, what could have happened that would have been like, holy cow?
If like she accidentally shit on someone. Like, or her mom like, was, like, pulling up her pants for her, and it just all of a sudden, like, yeah, right into her face.
Maybe, like, maybe if, like, something to do with the roommate, or the also the other patient in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if they, like, somehow got involved, or, like, when she was calling for someone, the patient came in, and they were like,
Bro, I hope they had Febreze on hand, because can you imagine being the roommate, just, like, not knowing, like, maybe yeah, you're, like, in and out of, yeah, like, whatever, and... You're like, oh, like you get up, you're like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. And you walk in to just fucking like
this girl
like
on
a
the ground.
Gas chamber yeah, of like fucking poop, like
murder scene.
That too.
Scene.
It hadn't gotten cleaned up yet. And yeah, you're just like that's when you open the door and you see it and it's just like absolute chaos. And all you do is you just
close it. I actually don't have to poop that bad.
I'll just piss myself.
Yeah. I'll just throw on one of her diapers.
That'd be so funny to see like a separate perspective from
yeah,
this person, like yeah, like this was my experience
yeah,
with like, oh, this girl was just like a little poopy girl
yeah,
while I was trying to get a vasectomy. That's not something you would yeah, get
a botched vasectomy. An infection because of my vasectomy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
there you go, we put it in
we think it's there.
it's kind of there, I guess.
Yeah, that I'll agree on the 9.9 leaving room for there to be.
Maybe let's do 9.5.
9.5.
Because then there's like, we have a couple of like,
yeah,
yo, that was better than the poopy girl story. 9.6, yeah. You know?
That one was, that was epic.
That's great. That's so funny. We should and definitely.
She flew with that. She flew, right? In the beginning, she got off like a plane and then went home.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was when the pain started. Can you imagine if that's when it like started?
Oh my God. That would have been, that maybe would
have. Oh my God. I wonder.
9.7.
There has to be a great like poopy pee-pee boy story about like on a plane.
Yeah.
That would be.
For sure.
Can you imagine you're like sitting next to someone and they fucking shit themselves?
Yeah. Oh my God. What do you. You'd have to borrow someone's clothes. Like.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Like someone who like has like an overhead bag.
Hello, passengers. Sorry to wake you up, but can someone with size 32 pants please press the flight attendant button?
Anybody with a size 30, 32 waist, can you please hit the flight attendant button?
Thank you. A passenger has defecated themselves and would appreciate an extra pair of pants.
Oh,
we will give you two extra bags of peanuts.
Yeah. You'll get comped like an extra warm cookie.
Oh, what are those like biscotti?
Yeah,
like,
Biscoff cookies.
Oh God, those fucking slap. Shout out Delta.
I'd take the pants off of my like body to get another Biscoff cookie. Oh yeah.
They're like, we'll give you all the Biscoff cookies for a pair of pants. I'd Easy. Be like, say less.
I'll sit naked on this plane. Easy.
Dick out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
incredible. That's a good find.
That is a good find.
It was a phenomenal find.
I was very impressed with myself on that.
Yeah.
More impressed with her, honestly.
Yeah, more. Yeah, she's a trooper.
I think it's incredible she shared that on the internet.
Good for. I mean, like, good that you can laugh about it now.
Yeah, you have to
survive.
Like,
survival. That should have been a survival podcast story. For real.
I survived a bowel impact. What was it? Impacted bowel.
Yeah. Jeez.
That like that doesn't sound that bad until you're like, yeah, I was shitting myself. I had 30 days worth of poop, like just fucking.
Yeah.
Ready to fucking blast.
Yeah, just waiting to get.
If it wasn't coming burst. Out this way, it was coming out this way.
Yeah, ready to burst.
Yikes. Guys, make sure you're pooping regularly.
Yeah, yep. If it's been a week, like, seriously check in.
Go see a doctor. So, Zemi, on the Patreon podcast, I told you about this girl that we're not going to use her name, but to give you guys some background, I'm going to try to TLD. I don't even know. Do you know all the background with my relationship with this gal?
No.
So, like, freshman year, it's funny because she, like, knows a lot of the guys, like, in our fraternity and, like, even, like, saw a couple, like, dated a couple of them or whatever. But freshman year, I meet this girl, and I'm, like, simp as fuck for her.
Yeah.
The short version of it is, like, her roommate sucked, and me and my roommate, at least for that semester, were pretty chill, and we had a futon. So, like, this girl would literally, like, stay in our dorm most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I had a huge crush on her, like simped the fuck out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But she was kind of like in her fuck girl era. So it was just kind of like,
yeah,
whatever.
Wasn't lining up.
Yeah. Wasn't. Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't think it would have ever like worked or anything like that. But I was like definitely head over heels. Like, you know, and I was still like a little virgin boy. Like,
yeah.
Didn't know how to like stick up for myself or anything or just like cut my losses. So, you know, that's something you just like learn as you go through. So. After freshman year, after that first semester, I kind of tell her, I was like, hey, I got to stop hanging out with you. Like, I need to go fucking, like, do my own thing. Like, get over you, go find some other. And that's actually when I dated my first girlfriend, lost my virginity. Let's go. Good move on freshman year, Sarby. He
figured it out.
He pulled it out of the bag on that one. So, and she got a boyfriend who she dated for, like, all 4 years of college. Piece of shit. Fucking.
I feel like I've heard a story about him.
The TLDR.
Oh, wait. He was the one who, like, was Snapchatting, like.
No, but you're. Sorry, that was the more recent one. I'm going to get to that because there's a really fucking funny, like, add-on to that.
Cool. Okay.
So, this is going to be. I'm going to try to keep this short because I don't want this just me preaching at you. I want to make jokes about this. So, she dates this guy. He's shitty. Like, TLDR, just like. Manipulated the fuck out of her, cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember because, like, after I had sex, I was like, yo, why the fuck did I put up with that shit? And so, like, we would, like, hang out together sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But he would be texting her the entire time, like, I'm worried you're going to cheat on me and, like, da-da-da. And then this dude, like, went and cheated on her, like, four times or some shit. Like, you know, as toxic males do. And so we never really hung out that much in college. And then after college, when I was in the Go House,
mm-hmm.
she somehow hears that I'm in California. She's like, yo, I have, like, I'm working in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, quick hopping, skipping away.
Mm-hmm.
You should fly here. And I was like, I can't. This yeah. Go House thing is very demanding. I need to be here.
Yeah.
But, like, you can come here. And mm-hmm. I honestly didn't think she would take me up on it. But, she, yeah. like, we literally scheduled a flight, like, on that, like,
wow.
FaceTime. Yeah.
That's like, kind of cool.
Boom, bing, blow. Yeah. She's
There's
definitely.
There's some people who are like that. I actually, there was. It is irrelevant, but
no,
there's
go,
people
go ahead.
There's people who are like that who will just like no like let's do this now like I'm serious, whereas like
oh, yeah.
there's def I'm someone who's like oh yeah we should totally do that, never follow
no 100% she called me, like the reason this happened is because she texted me, she was like hey we haven't caught up in a while, so like mm-hmm. last night we like planned a FaceTime and we just like talked for like 3 or 4 hours and like caught up mm-hmm. and she was like if you book a flight right now, like, we'll like we split that one half and half. She's like, if yeah. you book a flight right now, like, we'll split it half and half. And I was like, dude, I can't. Like, I have a lot of shit going on. I need to be here. Like, mm-hmm. I've become more of a homebody, I feel like. And I just don't want to travel if it's, like, not absolutely necessary. But I told her, I was like, when I go home for Christmas, I'm going to try to make it out to you first. And then it can be a quick, like, yeah. boom, bing, blow.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, she books this flight, like, I shit you not. We looked at the timeline. It was like she called me on May 22nd, mm-hmm. and then her flight was on the 28th.
Wow.
So she rolls through, comes to the content house, and kind of like, you know, this is my like mad, like a little bit fuckboy era.
Yeah.
Of like, y'all, I'm living in this like multi-million dollar house, like. Leading up to that, like that was, I always tell people, like, I did not, my prime was not in college. Like, yeah. I was still like, it took me all 4 years of college to figure out how to actually talk to girls and like
yeah.
get them to fucking go on dates with me and like
yeah.
whatever. And so, you know, I'd kind of like started hooking up with girls more casually. And so, mm-hmm. like, she comes and like, I'm immediately like trying to pull the moves yeah. on her. And she was like, and we talk about it now, because like she was like feeling it, but she yeah. had also just gotten out. She was like 4 months past since her like
yeah.
breakup with this guy from 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So she was kind of also feeling it too, but we were talking last night. We're like, yeah, that probably wouldn't have been a good idea because that would have complicated like the friendship that we have.
Yeah. You two wouldn't probably be
yeah.
talking again.
But here's how I fucked it up. Like, it totally could have happened.
Oh, okay.
The parameter. Yeah. Wait till you hear the fucking scenario and then what I did.
Oh, my God.
So, so for the people that, like, don't really know, like, so I got to live in this content house. There are these four houses on a street called Weed Lake, and they're owned by this, like, big Hollywood guy. And they're, like, known as the content houses. And mm-hmm. we had one of them. So, it was a really nice house. Like,
mm-hmm.
the best possible place to be like, hey, girl that I used to have a crush on,
yeah.
come and see me.
Yeah, I live here. No biggie. Sarbina's fucking like Harry Potter closet.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. But hey, I'll take a Harry Potter closet in an $11 million mansion
yeah.
any day.
Oh, yeah. You could live like that. Like, yeah. you specifically have, like, you need just, like, the basics.
I also was the, okay, I guess not towards the end, but, like, for a majority of it, I was the only person with my own room. Because I was part of, like, quote, unquote, I was, like, the house manager. So, yeah. like, didn't really make sense to put me with everybody else.
Yeah.
So, we did have our
yeah.
privacy. So, she comes. I'm like immediately keeping it flirty. She's reciprocating it. First night, what do I do? Oh, hey, let's get some fucking alcohol. Oh, hey, you get in your hot bikini. I'll fucking get in my short swim shorts.
The banana hammock or whatever.
Yeah, yo, let me get in the Speedo. Yeah. I wish I would. That would have been so fucking funny, bro. She would have loved that too. Yeah. Like, knowing you know her. Like, she would have fucking loved that.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, yeah. Get in this hot tub and like hang out. I like tell all the I put in the creator group chat. I'm like, guys, do not fucking come outside. Like, all the attractive dudes stay the fuck away.
Yeah. Sarby sends like a text, like, yo, I heard there's just like Tanya or whatever's out back and like next door, like stripping naked. Like, you guys should go look.
She gotta go over there and stay there for the entirety of this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so we got our privacy. music's playing. We're hanging out in this hot tub. We're getting drunk. And like definitely like I have my arm around her, like mm-hmm. leg on hand on the leg, like total like pulling the fuckboy moves, you know, like mm-hmm. as I have learned throughout my it took me fucking 4 years, but when I figured it out, I figured it yeah. the fuck out.
You could say ascension or descension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Descending. Is it descending? Ascending or descent. Ascension? Descension?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I got a marketing degree.
Really wanna... Okay. Keep
going. So we're in this hot tub and I'm like, you know what? You know what? It's time to make the move.
Yeah.
This is the point. Like, it's getting flirty. Have my arm around her. Like, we're fucking. I don't. We were trying to remember what the exact thing that happened. But I was not to suck my own dick. I was being smooth as fuck. I was like, let's fucking go. Like, Sarby's yeah. game. Like, I was like, yo, this is for freshman year, Sarby.
Yeah.
I gotta be stepping up to the plate ready yeah. to fucking hit a home run on this.
Yeah.
For that little virgin.
Yeah.
For that freshman year virgin. And so she said something. I made it like super smooth. Like, oh yeah, like then like whatever. Like, let's fucking kiss. She's like, hell yeah. I don't know how this happened still to this day. I go in to kiss her and I just fucking headbutted her. like forehead yeah. into her nose.
Oh.
Like, nose started bleeding. I had to run back in the house.
No.
I had to run back
no.
in the house to get paper towels to get the bleeding to stop.
Freshman year, Sarby was like, man.
You still can't close, you fucking loser.
God. Like, folding up the chair, like, man, I thought he had it this time. That, oh my gosh. Was it like the height difference that you just like didn't get the
height?
Did you slip?
No, because I've
like,
kissed.
Did you slip?
I think that makes sense. And I was drunk. Like, we were like 4 or 5 White Claws in at this point. Like,
okay.
And a couple shots and stuff. Like,
okay.
We're pretty drunk. It's slippery. I don't know. Like, I've kissed girls who are taller than me, like,
yeah.
successfully. It's it happened. Not to suck my own dick, but, yeah. like, it happened. So, yeah, I fucking headbutted her, like, hard. Like, not just, like, a light, like
tap on the nose.
Like, I'm talking just, like, boom! Just forehead to nose contact.
Oh.
She's, like, she literally on last night's call, she's, like, that's the only time I've ever gotten a nosebleed.
Yeah, I remember I gave you that fucking nosebleed, though. What a fucking...
Remember, God. Remember when I smashed your nose? Maybe I can smash something else later. Yeah. Completely killed the mood.
Yeah.
Didn't hook up that weekend.
Nope.
Slept in the same bed and everything.
Yeah.
Just friends.
Yeah.
It was... I mean, we like cuddled and shit, but it was definitely like it was like we missed our moment type of thing.
Yeah.
Like totally.
Isn't it crazy how it happens like that though?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But like we were talking about it and I was like, honestly, like who knows what that would have done
exactly.
in terms
yeah.
of like maybe I would have caught feelings or maybe she would have or maybe like
yeah.
something, you know, like mm-hmm. who fucking knows? So like I'm just glad that we still have our
like, yeah. And like in the right now we're like saying like oh like this is like kind of like not like ensuing but like saying it like wish it would have or like
yeah
bad or, like sucks that it didn't
freshman year. A little part of me freshman
yeah.
year me is like dude come on like
yeah
you gotta hit that redemption arc you know
yeah
like
but like at the end
right
of the
there.
Day it's not like it's for the best
yeah it's not about
and it
that.
And
like,
it,
it's
like
not.
It worked out and now you have a really funny story with her and you guys
yeah.
are, and you're still friends whereas like that could have been different
yeah like, she was like I was she has like a lot of anxiety and stuff and she was like because she hit me up and she was like I thought I was being like annoying catching up with you and I was like dude I look at her like how we are with Evan
yeah
where like Evan at any moment like he could text me I could text him just something like
yeah.
random out of the blue and it's like yo we pick up right off
yeah.
right where we left off like
yeah.
And so I was kind of like, as much as little freshman me would have been like, let's fucking go. It's probably a good thing that it
yeah.
didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
But it's just also the funniest fucking thing that like,
oh my God.
I'm surprised I've never told you that. But
I remember you, which is weird because I remember you told me like she was going to visit. You were coming mm-hmm. to visit you. Like I remember that.
Well, I think I was kind of embarrassed that I didn't close.
I mean, dude, like, I don't fucking
care. I know you don't. Yeah. And granted, I think
it's in your head.
And I also think I classically overshare on the internet, but like,
yeah.
I mean, actually at that point I hadn't even told you about me shitting my pants while making out with a girl, you know? Yeah. Like, so I feel like after I broke that barrier, it was like,
everything was open
fucking season. Just,
yeah.
Hey, yo, Zemi, I shit my pants. I fucking pew pew. Yeah, so that's like the first thing. I'd honestly too forgotten that I did that until she said that, and I was like,
I totally did have.
I literally said, I was like, why haven't I talked about this on the podcast? But, and this is the one that I had to, when she first told me this, she's like, you can't talk about this on your podcast. And I was like, that's fair. But then last night she was like, oh yeah, you have to tell it. So, what does the time say? You're closer. 13. Okay, we're good. Yeah. So last night she was like, she gave me the go ahead to do this. So, after this, like, I want to say, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 months after
the
this,
headbutt.
Yeah, after the headbutt.
Yeah.
Post-headbutt.
Post-concussion.
She gets together with this guy. And, like, I kind of got to talk to him on FaceTime. Seemed like a great dude.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of lost contact a little bit after that, right? Like, I kind of get it. Like, if it's a girl-guy relationship, if the girl is, like, constantly FaceTiming a dude, I can see how the other guy might not like it. So I was okay with it. I was like, yo,
and you guys aren't, like, best friends. No. It's like, yo, like, you know.
Yeah, and we got history too. So like, I kind of understand it. Her previous boyfriend, I thought he could fuck off, but like this guy, I was like, okay, it's like kind of newish, like, you know, whatever. And I kind of do my own thing anyways. Like, I'm not that.
You don't respond to texts.
Yeah, I don't. I don't respond to text messages. We don't got to talk about that. So anyways, sorry, I'll try to shorten this. I know I've been talking a lot.
No, you're good.
So I get a call. Well, I don't remember how or why, but I learned that they were moving in together. I was like, cool, that's awesome. Like, you're finally getting somewhere with a dude that sounds like he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Out of the fucking blue, she FaceTimes me. And, like, I always know, like, if it's out of the blue, like, shit is about to go down.
Yeah.
So I answer the call, and I remember by the way she was looking at me on this FaceTime, I was like, yo, like, This is going to be a long call.
Yeah.
Like, something just fucking happened.
Yeah.
Her, and this is the thing that I told you about. I'm not sure if I was supposed to, but I was like, dude, there's no way I'm not going to, like, tell you about it at least. Or no, actually, you brought it up because it happened to a guy. It happened to somebody that you knew, like a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
So she's like, so her boyfriend, like, she was like, my boyfriend cheated on me. And I was like, okay, what's the story? She's like, you're never going to fucking believe this. So he was in another room while, like, he was in the living room. Oh, fuck, I said her name. I've got to fucking bleep that out. Noted. While she was in the living room, this dude was in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a random ad on Snapchat. Like, ad, like, somebody added him.
Yeah.
So he adds them back, which is like, what the fuck? Who adds them? I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I get those all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like,
who the
no.
fuck adds them back?
Yeah.
And they immediately send him a message that's like, hey, like, it's Jennifer from, like, we matched on Tinder, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah. I'm remembering this now.
And he was like, yeah, that makes sense. No verification, no whatever. So apparently, like,
they're way too horny.
Oh, yeah. Or actually, okay, I think he added her, or, he added her, like, late at night, like, while they were sleeping.
Yeah.
And he was still awake. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning. And then he's like spicy talking to this girl.
Yeah.
And she's sending him photos and like whatever. And then he starts sending photos. So then apparently like the next day, the situation I explained before, she's in the living room. He's in this room fucking sexting somebody from Tinder.
Yeah.
And he like sent a video of him jerking off, and the next message he gets is somebody recording the screen on the phone of him. So not like screen recording, but like
a phone. Like,
like if I had my phone and you were recording the screen, but you could see clear as day, like this dude stroking the meat.
Yeah.
And fucking, and they're like, and then they sent a screenshot of this girl's Instagram and they were like,
of his girlfriend's Instagram.
Yes, the gal. This is the girl that I had headbutted.
Yes,
sent a picture of her Instagram as well as his mom and his sister, and said, like, if you don't wire $2,000 to this bank account today, I'm going to send this video to all these people and like tell them what happened.
A phenomenal would you rather? Not even would you rather.
Oh,
but like someone says that to you, I we might have already like talked about this. Like, do you call their bluff?
I mean, I have no doubt. I don't think it's a bluff. I have no doubt.
I mean, not even a bluff, but like, do you just kind of say like, do it? Because it's how much? $2,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking money right now.
Here's the thing. The way she explained it to me, like, how much proof is that really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of denies.
Like, just like this?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of just be like, do it. Like, I just will say that's not me.
Yeah. Which, I mean, obviously lying is bad.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, too, I think I'd much rather be like, all right, I'm going to take I'm fucked up for this anyways. Yeah. Like, I'm going to take accountability for my actions here. I would also be like, please don't send it to my mom. Like, that's fucked up.
I think I could go to my, I think if it got sent to my mom, I'd be like, that's so weird. That's not me. But to my girlfriend, I'd be like, okay, that's like, that's me.
That's
like,
yeah, she would know better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You could just be like, mom, like, it's just a
mom.
It's
what
just
the
somebody
fuck
trying to get your social security
just
number.
Just gaslight your mom. Mom, what are you looking up?
Who are you? Mom, why do you have that video? That's so fucked up. That could be a minor, mom.
Yo, mom, whoa. Dude, I'll tell dad.
Mom, is that dad? Ugh. Why would you show me that? Put that away.
Oh my god. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my god. But yeah, he and last night she clarified, because I didn't know this, but apparently the guy was kind of fucking dumb. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he wires $2,000 to these people.
I don't think I'd do it.
I wouldn't either. No. God, no. I'd much rather take accountability for my actions than wire somebody randomly $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also think this guy came from a rich family, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it made sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Imagine you tried to like negotiate it. Okay, how about $1,000?
I mean, you should try doing that before just like.
All right. How about
the least you could do is say like, okay, what, like.
How about $800 and you send that video to my sister?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Somebody fucking put me in a mental hospital.
God damn it.
So the boyfriend wires the $2,000, and then I don't remember why, but he was like, okay, like we're good, right? And the person like never responded. So that night at dinner, he's like really quiet, and this girl is like, the fuck? Like, hey, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, babe, like, I'm just going to come clean. And so he tells her the whole thing, which I was like, good.
Yeah.
But also, like, how fucking stupid is that? Like,
didn't you just pay money to, like, cover your ass? And
yeah.
Now you're exposing yourself?
Like, you're exposing yourself without, like, and granted, that's the right thing to do.
But, like, but if you were going to do that, don't pay the people.
Yeah, you should have just done that without paying them.
Yeah.
Because
they could
like,
still send it.
But he was like, I'm worried it's going to get sent to you, and I just wanted you to hear it from me first. And I was like, fucking what? And I think the girl did clarify. She's like, I did get a message, like a weird message from somebody that mm-hmm. was like, is this your boyfriend? But I didn't respond. Because I was like, this is like weird. Why would
yeah.
But yeah, so then like all hell breaks loose because they like just signed a lease on an apartment together.
Good.
So like it was a very expensive lease, but she kicked him out. And then icing on the cake. He tells his parents exactly what happened. Which if I was a shitty enough person to do that, you can bet your fucking ass my mom will never know.
No.
Oh, honey, what happened to you and...
I wouldn't know what's
didn't work
about.
Out.
Yeah.
Wasn't right.
Yeah.
Wasn't the right person for me. Sorry. Yeah. Just we both decided we didn't love each other.
Yeah.
Not Yeah, so I kind of cheated on her by sexting this random person who just claimed that they
were real.
Were real, but apparently not. And then, oh, by the way, I wired $2,000 to them.
To not send my nudes to you.
But then I told them anyways. Yeah. And you.
Yeah. So.
Oops.
If I was that kid's parents, I'd be like, why the fuck do you wire them money then?
Okay, I don't remember. I think the dad was actually really polite and nice about it. But the mom. This is like cherry on top. The mom calls this girl. And she's like, hey, I heard what happened. And she's like, and I think the dad had called by this time. So yeah. She like, and he was like, totally understand if you don't want to take him back. Like, can't believe he would do that. But like, I liked having you in my life. So like, and I know you, like, I think she would go to him for like financial advice and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was like, if you have questions, like, I want you to know you're no matter what, you're still okay to do that. Yeah. So it was like wholesome, right?
Yeah.
The mom calls. She's like, okay, maybe she wants to say the same thing.
Yeah.
The mom goes, I just want you to know that it wasn't him. She's like, her whole life is out of whack. The last 48 hours have been fucking crazy. It wasn't him? Huh? Maybe there's some redemption here? She goes, it was the devil. The mom was super fucking religious. And she goes on this tirade about how it wasn't her son that actually did this. It was the devil who possessed him and made him do those things. And that she should take him back because it was the devil, not her son. And that's, I saw the crazy in her eyes as she's telling me that. And I'm like, how the fuck are you not in a psych ward at this point? Like, I would be checking myself in. I'd be like, put me in there, bro, because there's no fucking way. There's no way.
Oh, my God.
Talk about a comedy of errors. This should be a fucking play.
I'm glad we're getting this, because this is this is truly comedy. It wasn't him. It was the devil.
It was the devil.
Who is him? Who is him?
I'm just like, was that her Hail Mary? Was that her like, I know she's not religious, but maybe if I say this, maybe, even if it's not true, like maybe she'll believe it. Or is this genuinely what she believes?
Why does she really want like her to be with like her son? Like,
well, I think my friend, she's
very
much out of his league.
Well, yeah.
In a lot of ways. And I'm guessing the parents really liked her. So they were like, I mean, from what she told me before all this went down, like she was like, yeah, this is the one. This is the guy.
Wow.
This is
they probably got pretty serious. They were really serious, and like, you know, the family, like they all knew each other.
Yeah. No, the family like took her in and was like, you're one of us. Yeah. One of us. Like that. Yeah.
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 It was the devil.
It was the devil's
image. God. Well,
guys, if you
ever. The devil is lurking. The devil is lurking.
If you ever cheat on your significant other, just tell them it was the devil.
Yeah.
And that should fix everything.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
Can't control that.
Yeah, no. It was the devil.
He just hops everywhere.
He's, exactly.
Gets up in your skin, makes you act all crazy.
Yeah.
Bricked. Makes you act stupid.
It wasn't me.
Financially irresponsible. Extremely horny.
Hey, it wasn't me who drank that guy's piss out of the toilet. It was the devil.
The devil and me.
It wasn't the devil that made that person shit the fuck out of their pants. It was the devil blocking their intestines.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm assuming she didn't buy it.
No. God, no. They're way done.
No.
Way, way done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So. Yeah, I was like,
I remember the story now because there was like you said really quickly there. I knew someone completely separate.
Yeah, do you want to tell? I mean, that kind of similar.
It's
right?
The same thing. Yeah, they just like, I can't remember if there was an exchange of nudes, but I do remember there being like, hey, like if you don't give us money, we will send these to like everyone. And I can't remember There had to have been an exchange of nudes.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if he paid them or not, but they actually did it.
Yeah.
Sent everything.
Oh, so they didn't pay. They called the bluff. They were like,
I don't know if he paid or not.
Oh, okay.
But so I don't know if he paid and they sent it anyways, or if he said, fuck you, and they sent it.
That's what, I mean, like, honestly, his deserved. Girlfriend,
parents, and like everything. Yeah.
Deserved, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like,
it. Did they, honestly, like, justice.
Yeah.
Because, like, here's the thing. If they were doing it, if they were stupid enough to do it off of that.
Yeah.
And granted, from what my friend explained to me, like, it was pretty convincing. Like, they sent, like, pictures. I don't know. They were sending, like, pictures in chat.
Yeah.
Which would be suspicious to me if, like, oh, why aren't you, like, sending them as, like, a selfie?
Yeah.
You know? So, kind of convincing, but also I feel like if you just, like, have 3.5 brain cells, you can figure it out type of thing.
Yeah.
Either way, like, if you're dumb enough to fall for that, you kind of, like, you're probably doing it anyways. Like, if your level of, like, doing it was so easy.
I'm thinking, too, I don't remember, I can't remember exactly how it goes, but I think in, like, law enforcement, they try to, like, coerce people into, like, doing some sort of, like...
Oh, like entrapment? Is that what
entrapment,
you mean?
Entrapment, yeah.
Yeah, would technically it's not allowed, but, like, you can still kind of do it without breaking any laws.
Yeah. I wonder if they'd, like, in a relationship, like, you could be like, that was entrapment, like...
Dude, I wonder how many girls... Well, actually, I know for a fact girls will, like, they'll, like, make a fake... Instagram account and then DM their boyfriend to like test them or like have.
That's so sad if someone did that. If my girlfriend did that to me, I'd break up with her.
Oh, really?
I think so. I'd be like, this is so sad.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
If there was, okay, if there was like leading up sign, if there was like, if she knew like that I, like if her best friend was like, yo, Matt was texting me and like trying to get with me and then she did that, like that would make sense.
Yeah,
but like to see it for herself. But if like out of the blue I like got something like, hey, like, you're really cute, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
and then that was it, and then she was so like if that got set up for me,
like,
and
if she
and,
did
and
it,
I and I and nothing happened and she's like, oh yeah, by the way, that was me, I'd be like, yeah, we're done. That's
yeah,
no,
no
way.
Actually, that's fair.
No way. Like, if that's how you're spending your time, like, nah.
I actually agree with that.
And I hope, if I did that, I hope she'd break up with me, too.
True,
that's sad.
True.
It's so sad. Just talk to me.
Yeah, it's very extra. Like, oh, like, what made you want to do that?
Yeah.
Like, why, you know?
Like, is there something that I'm doing that, like...
Yeah, which the way to do, like, the way to address that is like, making a...
Taking, entrap me.
That takes a lot
yeah.
to make a convincing fake account.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would take a lot.
That would be a good concept for a game show.
What do you mean? Explain.
So, like, you're kind of convinced that your girlfriend has been stepping out, and you come to this game show, me.
Okay.
And we're like, all right, so we're going to, like, see if she can get entrapped. And then, like, we, like, message her and then, like, try to, like, get her to go on a date, have a whole camera crew. It's almost, like, punked.
Well,
kinda.
People did it on TikTok. I wonder if I could find one. They like, people would DM. There was this whole girl that blew up because, like...
Yeah, like, it's like, this whole, like, thing. Like, you're, like... It's kind of, like, catfished with punked. Like, you, like, catfish this person to, like, come. And then, like, once they get there, you, like, roll out, like, oh, shit, like, you fell for it. Like, and then, like, the person's right there, like, the boy, like, you're right there with your girlfriend. You, like, walk in, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Ah, fuck. I mean, I think I'm just going to have to look for this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be
something
that I can fucking
find right now.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like, it's not a quick find. It's like,
you got to dig.
Dig, yeah. Dig and find it. All right, baby. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it.
Yeah.
Wrap it and slap it.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about condoms.
Wrap it and double pack it.
Who uses condoms anymore? This is 2023.
For real. Get a vasectomy.
If you ain't raw dogging.
Yeah.
You got a raw dog life and your girl.
Yeah.
On that note, guys.
Lads, vasectomies. Let's get them. team vasectomies.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Last Drop, guys. Appreciate y'all. If you're still here, make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. leave us a review. That really helps out. And hey, sign up for our Patreon, $3 a month. You get an extra episode every single fucking week. Mm-hmm. This week's episode was kind of an experiment episode.
Yeah, but, we're sitting different.
If you want to see like the behind the scenes stuff on this, definitely the go-to move on that. So go do that. Go follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. Yeah, this is way too long.